You're connected to the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Today, we have something funny from Martin Atkins. And I want to start by telling you that the other day, I'm looking at drawings for a project I'm working on. They're drawings of musical instruments and boom boxes and records. And one of the drawings was a drawing of a 45, or at least it looked like a 45, except it had like not the big hole, which is how I think of 45s. And I had to explain to somebody why 45s had those big holes so that you could stack them up and put them on a spindle and drop down and play one by one. You wouldn't have to change a record every minute. And all that is just to point out that over time, constantly, it's just not the MP3 or streaming age that you may only know, but it's always been changing. And Martin Atkins will tell you this about formats.
In the world of music business, which is, after all, what this is allegedly about, formats keep changing more than the stars themselves. I think Keith Richards was preceded by the cylinder, the phonograph, the tape machine, the 8-track cartridge, and he'll probably survive vinyl and the cassette. And then there came CDs in a long box, and then CDs in a regular box, and now streaming and MP3s and Ponyo and lossless. And what's next? What's coming next? I think we're back to vinyl. How do we know vinyl is really coming back? Well, they have it at Whole Foods. That's how. I just saw a bicycle driving down the street with the record player on each wheel and one of those honk honk air horns on the front. Except, as daft and crazy as this seems, trying to pull apart the design of a bicycle with a record player on each wheel, why do you need an air horn to warn people you're coming if you've got two record players strapped to each of the wheels? I'm nitpicking. Sorry. But things just keep changing, and I have a theory. Something is weird when it's new. It becomes adopted. Perhaps iconic. And then, after a variable of time, lame and discarded. And then, after more time, it becomes a hip memory prompt and an object once again. Punk is now a beer. Cassette tapes are back. There's even an iPhone cover that makes your iPhone look like a huge cassette. Now, I would never steal your phone, but a cassette, absolutely.
You're accused of stealing several iPhones. How do you plead?
Your Honor, I thought it was a cassette. Cassettes are cool. Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth just wrote a book about them. How cool is that? So here's my theory once again. Something is weird when it's new. It becomes adopted, perhaps iconic. Then, after a variable of time, lame and discarded. Then, after more time, it becomes hip and a memory prompt and an object once again. How can we test my theory? How do we test theories here in America? Exactly. Robert De Niro.
You talking to me?
At first, he was weird and new in Taxi Driver. He became adopted.
You talking to me?
Iconic. But where is the lame discarded part of this? Perhaps analyze this?
Are you kidding me?
And where's his manager when somebody offered him the sequel to Analyze This?
Wait. It's not going to be Analyze This 2, Bobby. It's called Analyze That.
Oh, well, sign me up. Was he lame and discarded for a little while?
No!
He's one of the founders of the Tribeca Film Festival, that's credited as being one of the reasons the New York creative community pulled itself out of the ashes of 9/11. Iconic! And now, Tribeca is a car. What? Let me get this straight. Tribeca is a car, vinyl is back, and punk is a beer? At least we still have anarchy. My kids will sometimes mess with me and say,
"Hey, Dad, do you feel like a spot of anarchy?"
And I'll say, "Yeah, I was in a band with Johnny Rotten. Of course I'm up for some anarchy." And they're like,
"No, not that kind of anarchy. This kind."
The revitalizing shower gel from Axe. Or the credit card from Virgin Money. Or the anarchy workout. So, what's important, really? In any creative endeavor, it's not the platform or the medium. It's all about the vibe. The vibe. The feeling you transmit to people. Vibe is the grooviness that flows out of your eyes, your mouth, your heart, and your fingertips. It's all about the vibe. The vibe. The vibe. And we are wonderfully back to a car.